Can I be honest with you? I am bad news. I'm not your friend. I'm not gonna help you. I'm gonna break you.
You really believe this story? Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
What part convinced you?
Her confidence.
If you're right, the whole world's gonna want in on this.
You'll never find him.
Okay, here's the deal. Catherine Bigelow comes off winning the Oscar for The Hurt Locker to tell another military tale with Zero Dark Thirty. The film follows a government operative who spends 10 years searching for Osama bin Laden, leading the biggest manhunt in recent history. Like The Hurt Locker, Zero Dark Thirty isn't your standard military thriller. It doesn't rely on explosions and action to tell the story. It's deliberately paced, often to a fault in the first 2 hours, but it gives a stark, realistic look at the behind-the-scenes of real-life events. The strongest element of the film is the final act, which features the actual raid on Osama bin Laden. It's not sensationalized, refusing to give in to Hollywood flash, and that makes the film more powerful. Though it gets bogged down and slow for the bulk of the film, Zero Dark Thirty is a significant look at snapshots throughout recent American history. Zero Dark Thirty gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.